Today is our sixth and final week of our Easter homily series called Embracing Belonging, in which we are focused on the connected pillar of following Jesus. The series has been all about belonging both to Jesus Christ and his church family, our community. As you know, here at St. Joseph, we seek to create an environment where all people, families, and individuals feel seen, heard, known, and not judged. Our church community intentionally welcomes and creates a sense of belonging so that parishioners, guests, seekers can grow, worship, and use their gifts to serve the church community. Again, our community. So we are called to help our family, friends, neighbors encounter Jesus Christ, get to know him, and grow in relationship with him through the help of the Holy Spirit. Through the relationship with Jesus, they discover God's unconditional love, forgiveness, and peace, bringing healing in our lives. Also, our church community helps one another recognize their gifts and talents and finds ways for help for people to grow and develop those gifts. Here at St. Joseph, we have many ministries, right? You may say, okay, Father Emmanuel, it's okay, I understand. It's a beautiful community of St. Joseph. I feel at home when I come in, when I enter, when I walk in, right? I understand that. I understand I have to invite others to experience God's love through his word and the Eucharist. But before doing that, I would like to grow in my relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to see others the way God sees them, with mercy, compassion, forgiveness, kindness, goodness. I want to love others the way Jesus loves them. The question is, what is love? What's love? In today's gospel, Jesus gives us a commandment: love one another as I love you. St. Joseph Community, St. Joseph Church is a community of love. Now, we need to understand that love to practice it in our families, in our community. What's love? According to Thomas Aquinas, I love St. Thomas Aquinas, he says, to love is to will the good to other. It's simple, right? Just remember that. To love is to will the good to other. Loving others in general is a noble and beautiful ideal. But loving particular people can be a challenge. When someone irritates us at work, at school, in our family, here in our community, because we are not a perfect community, right? Loving that person seems unreasonable. When someone ignores us or hurts us, loving that person can seem impossible. We say to ourselves, that person is selfish. That person does not deserve to be loved. But Jesus has anticipated our objection and shaped his command accordingly. Listen, he says, love one another as I have loved you. And how has Jesus loved us? Jesus has loved us even though we at times are selfish. He has loved us even though we don't deserve his love. So Jesus gives us no room to escape from his command. We are to love others even though they do not deserve to be loved. How do we love the way Jesus loves? Jesus shows us the way. In this beautiful gospel, before he gives us the command, he shows us how we can follow it. Listen, remain in my love. Then my joy will be yours and your joy will be complete. Remain in his love means that we are to remember and embrace all the ways that he has loved us. Jesus has loved us by giving us life, by giving us skills, abilities, talents, and by giving us family and friends. Jesus has loved us by walking with us on those difficult days when we struggle to hope. Jesus has loved us by giving us the wisdom to make good decisions and the strength to carry them out. In all these ways and more, Jesus has loved us. And when we remember all those blessings, we remain in his love. Once we remain in his love, we are able to follow his command. Love one another as I loved you. Surrendered by the love that we have received from him, we are to able to love others even though they may not deserve it. So in other words, Jesus tells us that we must first take his love in order to give love others. Always when I talk with people and say that they struggle, that they cannot forgive, I always say, hey, you know what? Love the way Jesus loves us. And always say, people are not going to change, but we can change, right? Just pray for that person. And come to my mind right now the passage from Luke chapter 6, verse 27, when Jesus said, love your enemies, do good to them, and pray for them. Probably it's not easy when we say, Jesus, we cannot do that. But today, when Jesus says, remain in my love and remember the way I love you, we can love in that way. So do not despair when Jesus asks you to love someone who has hurt you or someone who annoys you. First, surround yourself with this love. Draw strength from the love you have received from Jesus, and then try to love someone who is difficult. Try to love the way Jesus loved. If we try to love based on our own love, we will often not succeed. But if we draw strength from his love, we may find that it is possible to accept the people who irritate us and to forgive those who have hurt us. Friends, let's practice God's love, first of all, in our families, then in our community. By taking his love, by taking God's love in order to give love to others, in order to love the way he loves. Jesus, I trust in you.